Objective facts can be characterized in a way that is independent of point of view. So the 3D arrangement of objects in a room can be described using a coordinate system. And it really doesn't matter whether you experience this arrangement of objects by human sight or bat echolocation. You could come to agree on the 3D arrangement. Similarly, you could completely describe the physical properties of a bat's brain in objective terms, but this would miss the subjective facts. Science for Nagel is the move to more and more objective characterizations of things. This is great for stuff out there, but it leaves behind the subjective character of experience. Consider, what would it mean to provide a more and more objective characterization of what it is like to be a bat? How could subjective experiences be accessible from multiple points of view? Or to put it another way, how could such experiences be rendered or described objectively? Typically, reduction proceeds by moving towards a more objective description. We objectively characterize those things which we experience phenomenally in some perspective, independent way. But how could this be done with facts about the character of experience itself? Nagel says, "Certainly, it appears unlikely that we will get closer to the real nature of human experience by leaving behind the particularity of our human point of view and striving for a description in terms accessible to beings who could not imagine what it was like to be us. Science takes us farther away from the subjective facts."